Hello.
Yes, hi, may I speak with Barbara?
Speaking.
Hi, this is Jerry calling for National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your individual
about
answer.
About what?
Yes, about issues facing your community and the nation. Your answer are confidential. Now, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Do we work with what?
Yes.
It's a little slower, honey. Okay.
Does
go ahead.
Your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you 21
no.
older and registered to vote?
Yeah, I can vote.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote? Probably vote. 50-50 will not vote.
I always vote. Always vote.
Okay. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No. No.
Okay. What is your race?
I'm black as I can be.
Thank you. What is your age?
Oh, no. I don't give that away.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress must focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue is for you to have them focus on. Use 10 if it's the most important. Somewhat important is 5, and 10, it is most important, and 0, not important at all. First one, making college more affordable.
They could do that.
From 0 to 10, how much important is for you?
Well, I don't have anyone that age to go, so it's not bugging me right now.
All right. Next one, improving K through 12 education.
Oh, that's a must.
Okay. From 0 to 10, how important is for you? Yes. From 0 to 10, how important is for you? 0 is not important at all. 5 is somewhat important, and 10 is more important.
Well, let me tell you, all my children are past the age. So I think everyone should be allowed whatever education they get here in the United States of America.
Okay. Next one. Reducing substance abuse in our community. From 0 to 10, how important is for you?
Now, what's the first part?
Read
that again.
Reducing substance abuse in our communities.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
Okay, next one. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Oh, yeah. There needs to be something done about that because right through here, there's tons of people who need medication, and they're passing away because they don't have money to buy it.
Okay. From 0 to 10, how important is for you this issue?
Well, I'm human. If I need stuff, a medication, I can get it, or if we can't afford it, I can't get it. Okay? It's very important for everybody. Everybody wants to live.
Okay, thank you. Next one. Now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I think they're getting worse. I really do.
Okay, next one. Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same in white communities?
Which community?
Do you believe that the health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
I think it might have moved up just one notch, but it's that's something that people keep quiet and do under, you know, under circumstances where nobody knows.
So it's better for you about the same or worse?
For me, I'm not out there. I don't, it's fine for me because I'm not out there. I'm no lady now, so.
Okay, I understand. Now, which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African-American community? Marijuana and other cannabis products, opioids and fentanyl, heroin, cocaine, meth and crack, vaping, cigarettes, ketamine, ecstasy and other party drugs, alcohol?
All the above.
Okay. Thank you. Now, continue with the survey. Let me go ahead and check here. I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or want quick cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the African-American community?
Well, just not the African-American community, but everyone. Because we're not the only one that's using all of that stuff.
I understand. Now, so you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I don't agree with that, no.
Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
No, I don't agree. Do not.
Okay, now I'd like to ask you, Rager, if you're familiar with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all.
No, we don't do any of that stuff. That stuff is not good for you. And we're trying to stay here as long as we can.
Okay. Now, I'd like to give you your additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives for lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who's trying to quit smoking are successful. Many have successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for this change? Introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, more education and anti-tobacco advertising, more government restrictions and bans, or cost of smoking has gone up?
A lot of that stuff I don't know that you're talking about, so I don't want to,
okay,
to give an opinion on that.
I understand. Now, I'd like to read you two statements about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more. The first one, we must recognize that not everybody can or will easily quit smoking. And while we will continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support their efforts to quit through traditional cessation products like nicotine patch and prescription medications, we should also ensure adults who smoke have information about access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce their long-term health risk compared to cigarettes. And the other statement, while it may be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus internally on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications. So which of the following statements do you agree with more?
I'm not familiar with all of that stuff, so I don't want to.
Okay. Now, will you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
Well, all of that stuff is not good for you. I think everyone knows, even the people that smoke it 10 times a day know it's not good, but they do it anyway. So I don't, you know, we don't do any of that stuff, so.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one, quitting smoking is hard. That's why only 1 in 10 people who try are successful. But there are less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, and they have helped contribute to significant declines in the smoking rate over the years. The government should be doing more to educate adults who smoke about these less harmful alternatives and help them switch if they can or don't want to quit tobacco and nicotine altogether. So from 0 to 10, how agree are you with this statement?
I agree with it, period.
Okay, next one. Our goal should be for people to continue to abstain from smoking and quit smoking. And our prevention, education, and cessation support efforts have helped realize the lowest smoking rate in 30 years. Police like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the minimum age to buy tobacco to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the danger of smoking are working, but so are less harmful smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes. We should continue to employ all of these methods to help reduce the smoking rate and save as many lives as possible. From 0 to 10, how agree are you with this statement?
You know, I'm not up on a lot of this, so I really don't like putting my name on something that I really don't know about.
Of course, I completely understand. We almost finished with the survey. Now, opiates are killing 100,000 Americans a year, and the federal government use harm reduction techniques to save as many of the as we can. Smoking cigarettes kills nearly 5 times as many people every year, but the government refused to pursue similar harm reduction strategies to help reduce those deaths. The FDA should take a page out of the harm reduction playbook that's already being used in our country to combat opiate use in Europe and Japan, to combat cigarettes used by being honest with us and our doctors about less harmful alternatives to smoking. From 0 to 10, how much agree are you with this statement?
I'm sorry, but I just, I don't have anything to say for this because I don't know about it.
Okay, I understand. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you did not, but I'd like to ask you again. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the African-American community? Are you agree or disagree?
I don't know. I really don't know. And
okay.
I gotta go, so.
We almost finished with the survey. This last question, so I'll for
yeah,
a statistical
purpose. I have to go now. I have someone here.
Yeah, it will take only 2 minutes and we almost finished. Now, in the past 30 days, have you